Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Lord created Adam exactly as he pleased, knowing exactly what he would do. Some have even suggested that there was the possibility that Adam might have obeyed the Lord and thereby saved the human race from the death which he brought upon them. This is simply a philosophical argument meant to make it seem that men are able to choose good and eschew evil, to walk in obedience and to shun disobedience. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Some have opined that God would be unjust in his condemnation of men if they don't have a self-determining free will. In the first place, the potsherds of the earth should never even contemplate some situation wherein they could accuse God of injustice, even hypothetically. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all of his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, Why hast thou made me thus? Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth it, What makest thou? In the second place, man does willingly act according to his sinful nature, and because of that nature cannot choose the things of God. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee, the remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. Were it not true that the Lord in his mercy does restrain the wickedness of men, they would soon destroy themselves and all around them. So it is quite clear that men do not possess a self-determining free will, since they are slaves to sin by nature and will act according to that nature. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. When the Lord gave the coded law to Moses, he made it plain that this law was conditional. If a man kept the law, he would live, and if he broke the law, he would perish. The Jews erred in thinking that a partial keeping of it, even as the multitude of men still do, would suffice to gain the blessings set forth in the law. This error rests upon three other errors. One is a disregard of the fact that God will by no means clear the guilty. The other is a disregard of the fact that for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. The third is that they do not believe that the law is powerless to enable a man to keep it. Thus they go about to establish their own righteousness by their supposed adherence to it. It is in the darkness of their natural minds that men think they are able to keep the law. Yet this is an impossible task, not because the law is not holy, but precisely because it is. The law was never given in order that men might gain life by it, but rather to reveal the sin that doth so easily beset us all. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. The problem that men have and the solution to that problem is set forth by Paul. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. The need of a sinner is not a code which promises life if he will keep it in its jot and tittle. Rather, the need of a sinner is to have one who will perfectly keep that law in his behalf and impute that righteousness unto him. Yet that is not enough even then, for he has already broken the law and must either pay the penalty of a broken law or else have one who will and can pay the penalty for him. This is an impossible task which no mere man in the flesh can perform for himself or another due to his own corrupt nature. Yet there is one who is without sin of his own, who has willingly taken upon himself the wickedness of those sinners whom he has loved from the beginning. He has fully paid the price demanded by the law and removed the condemnation due to them by bearing it himself. The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Christ has undertaken an impossible task and has accomplished the eternal redemption of those who flee to him for refuge. It is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. We are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Free from the law, O happy condition, Jesus hath died, and there is remission. Do you think you can keep the law of God perfectly? You need a Savior who has already done so.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.